Today I thought we'd talk about something that is sort of like a continuation of the previous discussions we've had during the month of Muharram. It sort of seems to me like a series now, right? Let's talk about Islamic women. A lot of people, when they heard about Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam and his mission, they told him, well, you're going to be killed. And Imam al-Hussein said, yes, I know. And they said, well, then why are you going? And then he said, well, to revive the religion of my grandfather, to forbid the bad and enjoin the good, to raise awareness in the hearts of people, to stand against tyranny and injustice, to do that which is right, to fix this mess that Bani Umayyah has created since actually before the demise of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He had many purposes, many intentions, but the most important, of course, was for the satisfaction of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Abu Abdullah alayhi salam, I believe with every iota of my existence, he did what he did because he loved God. And then everyone said, oh, okay, that's great. Why are you taking your wife and kids? Why are you taking the children? Why are you taking the women? Why are you taking your Ahlul Bayt? You're going to go and you're going to be killed. And these women are going to be left vulnerable, exposed, and helpless in the middle of a desert. Why would you do that to them? And again, Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam said to them, Allah wants to see us this way. And this could mean a lot of things, but one of the most important things is that by orchestrating the event of Karbala, Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam wanted to set a universal, timeless, unfailing example for us in every single dimension of life. In the aspect of irfan and mysticism, iman, tahajjud, courage, valor, battlefield skills, human aspects, moral aspects, ethical aspects, political aspects, every aspect really. And the one that I want to really raise and touch upon and explore on today's episode is that, yes, women can be active figures in society. They can serve their religion in ways perhaps no man can. They can go out there and do great things as long as they have objectives, as long as they have principles, and as long as they have good intentions. Sayyida Zainab salamullah alayha is a living, breathing, awesome example of that. Imam al-Hussein could have said, yes, goodbye my loved ones, goodbye my sister, goodbye my daughter, goodbye my lovely wife. I'm going to go get killed. You're going to stay here in Medina where it's safe and sound. People can have an eye on you. No one could touch you. No one could hurt you. And the battlefield and the desert and, you know, the wilderness is no place for a woman. You stay here at home. I'm going to go out there and fight the bad guys. No. He said, there's this mission. Allah wants something of us. My role is to fight and to give up my life. And your role, O sister of mine, O daughter of mine, O wife of mine, O cousin of mine, is to carry on with this mission and allow this message to spread far and wide to Kufa, to Damascus, and then throughout the centuries to every corner of the globe. Can you imagine what would happen if Sayyida Zainab wasn't there? Karbala would have just stayed in Karbala. Imam al-Hussein would have been martyred along with the rest of his companions and family members. Banu Umayyah would have gone around telling people, spreading lies, as they always were. And perhaps history would have distorted it like it has distorted and deviated so many other things, and everything could have been rewritten. But Imam al-Hussein said, no. I am going to entrust my sister, this strong, intelligent, independent, brave, knowledgeable, pious, modest woman with the responsibility of carrying on my legacy. This is what Islam wants from a woman. To do everything she can in the name of her Imam, while upholding her values and serving her objective. I leave you in the care and protection of the Almighty, wherever you are.
Wherever you are.